forced propaganda? Ever ask yourselves why the mainstream media is not being censored, yet those that tell you the truth are? Friends, Justice William O. Douglas said, "Restriction of free thought and free speech is the most dangerous of all subversions. It is the one un-American act that can most easily defeat us." The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights tells us that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What is also important to understand here is that the preamble to the Bill of Rights also states, with a double thou shalt not to them that represent the American people, that the conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of the public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So I have a question for you. How is it that big tech companies can censor and even expunge the truth that at any given time when it does not run the same direction as their propaganda narratives? Well, I can tell you that they are not doing this legally, and that in any sense of the word. The warnings that were given, namely by the first president of the United States of America concerning freedom of speech, George said, "If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." How true it is when it was said that those that mean to silence us are them that mean to rule over us. And Americans, here we are today. I do need to make clear that freedom of speech does not give us the right to speak in an unlawful or a subversive manner. We do not have the freedom of speech to lie, to defame, to maliciously attack, or to promote that which transgresses American law. We do not have the rights given unto us by God to promote that which violates God's moral laws. Friends, did you know that we still have blasphemy laws still in the books? Yet somehow or another, this is to be permissible by the networks? The networks also promote pornography as free speech, yet this was illegal up until 1968. Sodomy is promoted as normal, and yet our laws clearly condemn this abominable lifestyle. They promote same-sex marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And now they're even promoting something called transgenderism. Friends, let me take you a step further. They're even going so far as to tell the younger generation that they now have a choice in what it is that they want to be by labeling it binary. Friends, God already made that decision. It's not for us to make. They promote promiscuity and fornication as the cool things to do. Adultery is promoted through what Americans have accepted as soap operas. Abortion is promoted and advocated by calling it a choice. Killing is advocated and taught through Hollywood and the mainstream media as entertainment. Dishonoring parents is advocated for, and nobody does this more than Disney. Having other gods and even going so far as to promote foreign gods. Literally everything that is being promoted by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, God clearly condemns. No, friends, freedom is to do what the law permits, and so it is. Laws, if obeyed, keep us free. Remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly stated, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now, knowing all of this, let us share our experience with the illegal censorship that has been taking place, and that on a national level. When we first started the Sons of Liberty Media's national outlet, we immediately garnered a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, the first month we had over 700,000 unique visitors come to our site. The second month we had over 850,000 unique visitors come to our site. And the third month we were...
BBSRadio.com. Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. In the meantime, friends, this is what's going on in the American church. Don't know how that works, but look at these adults. Look at the way they act. Babies are being murdered, 3,000 to 4,000 every day, and they're inside the building playing church. Look at this. They call this Christian freedom. Really? Freedom from doing the right thing is what they're doing. Advocating sodomites in schools and daycare centers. Putting them into positions of government, and they're inside the church expressing their liberation in Christ, say they. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. By the way, this guy that you just seen here, his name is Rodney Howard Brown. I actually spent some time with him on the call of an individual that knew me and knew him, brought us together, nice guy. But as you can see, friends, everything is wrong with what's going on inside of the American church. And speaking of church, I wanted to tell everybody thank you, too. I've been going for 7 days a week. I know Tim does as well. We've been doing church on Sundays because so many people are saying we have no place to go. Well, the bottom line is we have about 4,000 congregants showing up every Sunday. And I want to tell you, thank you very much for that. And again, friends, people are applauding the efforts that are being made here in praising Christ and glorying in Christ for the fact that we're holding to his word. And that's what we're going to do, regardless if the bad guys like it or not, regardless if the devil likes it or not. It's not like we're asking him for permission to obey God in any sense of the word. But I do want to let you know that every Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, I am doing everything in my power to make it happen. I'm listening to some theologians. I'm trying to go deeper than where we've always been. I'm going into election, predestination. Last Sunday, we were talking about the military strategy that has been created to make the heretic hippies and their new heretical eschatologies concerning the rapture. We named it Raptured from Responsibility, and we showed you in the Word it's nowhere to be found. It was created in the late 1800s. And in fact, that's the truth of the matter. So anyways, in saying that, people appreciate the fact that we got our feet on the ground. We got our feet upon the rock. We are full gospel. And the fact of the matter is we believe every written and errant word given unto us and inspired by God that has been given unto us through the patriarchs of the faith in every step of the way. So again, one more time, every Sunday, 9 a.m., we will be there at church. countering the nonsense that I just showed you a moment ago. Got a lot to cover today. We're going to be talking about keeping them honest. I do want to say this. What we're going to be covering is an article by a useful idiot, and I'll get into that more in just a couple minutes, that is running in a message that is anti-American and trying to upend who we are as a people by putting something that is anti-American in its place. These useful idiots are being used as political battering rams to upend who we are. And in the face of that, we go back to John Adams, as he was the one that was responsible for saying that our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. We'll be getting to that in just a moment as well. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page, subscribe to that page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Do call in, folks, and don't wait till the last minute. I'm going to cover a couple issues and topics that need to be discussed really quick, and then we're going to get into the main topic, keeping them honest, afterwards. If you'd like to call, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Before we get into the main topic, I just want to go ahead and put a little more salt on your tongue, if you don't mind. You guys all know, especially those that watch us on a daily basis, how the mainstream media lies. You've seen the videos where they're literally going from the East Coast to the West Coast, parroting exactly what they're told to parrot, because they're all reading the same teleprompter from coast to the mid-states and then to the western states. All in unison every single day. They're propagandists, and we all know that. Read Micah 6:16. This is the narrative that's been set by tyrants long ago, where the Lord said to him, "You have kept not the commandments that I've given. You've kept the commandments and the narrative of this corrupt king that is setting the propaganda narrative, and because of it, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways." Well, one of the things that you have to understand when you're dealing with these people, I don't care who it is, the communist slogan is this: that if you feel mush, in other words, the people's tolerance, their acceptance, their submission to the narrative that we're driving, keep going forward, say they. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris was using it. Barack Obama was using the same slogan. Hillary Clinton. All of these children of Saul Alinsky were all pushing the same narrative. Forward. When you hear the word forward used by corrupt politicians today, it's their slogan, friends. That is communism to its very core, okay? And put that up against John 8:44 as well. But one of the things that they don't expect is when you're not the mush that they expect you to be, so they can just, you know, roll over the top of you and keep driving their narrative. The second part of that slogan is when you feel the people steal their resilience, their zero tolerance for the crimes that we're advocating for, when you feel the people steal to stand up and to protest us and to call us out and to hold us responsible for the crimes that we mean to advocate for, say they, retreat. I'm here to tell you firsthand, when the bad guys unlawfully attack you, you are to stand up and you are to lawfully take it to them. Now, when you read Deuteronomy 19:19, this should set the stage for the rest of the show here. And I'm going to go to it right now so you can understand that you're not supposed to, hey, folks, I know that people say, just go ahead and turn the cheek. And that's what Jesus taught us. And then he said, turn the cheek again, right? You got two sides. Well, let me tell you this. I'll turn it twice, but you do it a third time, you're going to get it. And that's the truth of the matter. You are going to have me respond lawfully to the crimes that you're committing, because I am not one of those that is going to offer mercy to the wicked, which is a cruelty to the innocent, by turning my back on what you're attempting to do here in this country because it's unlawful. But when you read Deuteronomy 19:19, it says you're supposed to do unto them what they mean to do unto you. How do they respond to that? They don't. They turn and tuck tail and capitulate. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, we need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Well, welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If anybody wants to call in and share with what's going on, some of the things that are being talked about right now on social media platforms are pertinent issues. And I don't get all of the topics that need to be talked about, but I do want people to know concerning the pandemic that there is lawful recourse concerning what has been taking place and what is about to take place. Because, folks, I believe that we're going to see a lot of things in this country before we pass into the next life, the things that we don't want to see. And we're going to see him because we have not done our proper order under God through his commandments, not suggestions, to stand up against the very things that we're going to see. We could have prevented this, Americans, but if you don't want to prevent it, rest assured it's going to come to pass under God's judgment, and I believe that's what we're in for. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I see some of the calls up there right now. Can you just hold on with me? Don't go anywhere. Just hold. I need to cover a couple things, and I'll pick you up because you're a little ahead of the game here. But it is pertinent to what we're going to be talking about in just a moment here. Wanted to let you know that in Minnesota here, Alpha News just reported a Somalian pirate from Minneapolis has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for kidnapping. What he did, him and two others, held American journalist Michael Scott Moore hostage for nearly 3 years. These are the people that are being unlawfully, illegally, and treasonously allured into America today. You have to understand that they are going literally, when they go to Somalia, they are going to the most uneducated, the lowest IQs on the planet. These are the people that they're alluring over here. And if you pay attention to their war-torn culture, you can rest assured it's exactly what they mean to bring into this country. And if you doubt what I'm telling you right now, why don't you go ahead and take a look at what's going on here in Minneapolis? For those that didn't know, Ilhan Omar is another one that wanted to actually set up life insurance plans for Somalian men that left Minneapolis to go fight on the CIA-created ISIS. And if they fought on the behalf of ISIS and they died fighting against Americans, remember, bankers are funding both sides of the war that they're creating, because what they're doing, the CIA is attempting to destabilize who we are as a people. And that is their function, and this is what they've been doing far too long, and they need to be held accountable. Just ask my former CIA agent, a higher up in that agency, unconstitutional though it is, Kevin Shipp. He'll tell you the truth of the matter, friends, what that organization is about. Matter of fact, he's taking them to task right now and going after them lawfully for the crimes that they have been committed and committing as we speak. Also wanted to let you know, here's another one of the promises given by none other than Donald Trump. You know, I want to stop right here. I want people to understand this. If at this point Donald Trump was to do the right thing, what he's doing right now is he's confirming a plan to declare national emergency, unconstitutional, just for the record. People have in their minds that an executive order or a state of a national emergency gives the president to go ahead and do what he wants outside of the confines of the Constitution. I'm here to tell you, you are incorrect. He does not have that authority, okay? But I do want to say this. If Donald Trump actually uses, now he's talking about, so you can see the headline for yourself, he's talking about using national emergency, declaring national emergency, to use military for mass deportations, okay? He's promising to do this. Americans, if he does the right thing, I will stand with Donald Trump 100% of the time. Why? Because he's doing that which is lawful. He's doing, that's what he's been put in place and in purpose for, to do in executing the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Read Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution under Article 6, Section 2. That's the Supremacy Clause. I'll stand with him, but I want to say this too. If he does the unconstitutional, unlawful things and he transgresses law, both God's and man's, which is premised and predicated upon God's law, I will be the first one to stand up against him. Isn't that what we should all be doing as a people in this country? Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay? But I got a question for you. How is it that we're here now? How is it that for 4 years, the American people have watched their federal government and state governments commit treason against them? Read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. So lest you think that I'm talking outside of school, which I am not, because I am the government, and I'm talking about the laws that have been delegated to those that serve we the people as to what it is that they can do and as to what it is that they can't do, okay? But what I want you to know, friends, is that if he does the right thing and he deports these individuals, I'll be the first one to stand with them. I'm just asking all of the people that voted Donald Trump in, I'm just asking you one thing. Do you know enough? Do you have enough common sense to understand that every one of those that have allured treasonously illegals to come into this country, every single one of them, I don't care if it's a governor, I don't care if we're talking about on the state level, mayors, city officials. I don't care if we're talking about on the federal level, the president, the three branches that are working together, that are consolidated, which is not how they're supposed to be operating in any sense of the word. They're supposed to be a check and a balance on each other. Have you told Donald Trump to go ahead and take that DOJ, like he said he could, to do whatever he wants to do, to prosecute every single federal individual and state individual that is responsible for treasonously alluring these people into this country? Have you read the Constitution? Do you understand that you are the government? Do you understand that you have to keep them honest by keeping their feet exactly where they need to be? Every single one of them needs to be held accountable for treason. Every single one of them. Okay. What bothers me about this is, again, folks, this is just shuffling things around on the board of the propagandists. Is nothing more than what it is. But if he was actually to stand up and do the right thing, every one of us need to stand with him. But you know what's interesting is, why is he calling up a standing military that doesn't have constitutional authority to do so? Number one. And why isn't he calling on the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, to actually do the biddings of what the people are called to be? That is the militia. How come he's not calling on the militia? Oh, because militia is a bad name now that's been cast into our minds by the mainstream media. No, there's nothing bad about the militia. Everything about the militia is good, and it coincides and works, and it allies itself with good government to do such things that Donald Trump is talking about, using the military force concerning mass deportations. I'm telling you right now, friends, you better keep your eyes wide open. You better keep them wide open concerning what may go down here, friends. Is this aimed at the illegals in the first place that they've allured in? I guess we're going to find out, aren't we? I guess we're going to find out. Hopefully not the hard way, but we'll see in the days up and coming, the weeks up and coming, the months up and coming, and we'll see if he even fulfills the promise in doing so. Okay? Let's hold his feet to the responsibilities of magnifying the law against the crime, not the other way around. Also wanted to highlight this. Speaking of Donald Trump, he said, "I'm thrilled to announce Robert Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services." Now, what's interesting about Robert is Robert, you know what? I really liked his family. I spent time with John Siegenthaler. I spent time with Roger Wilkins. I spent time with people that were actually friends of the family. And I'm talking about John F. Kennedy, the president, and Robert Kennedy, his brother, who was the attorney general. Now, when I look at Robert Kennedy, there's things that I absolutely love about him, in the sense of when he's doing the right thing. But the other thing is, concerning Robert Kennedy and as to what he is doing and what he isn't doing, he spends much time complaining about Big Pharma. We're told that he sues Big Pharma. He talks about the dangers of vaccinations. But do you all remember about 3 months ago when I played a video of him on Fox News, Robert Kennedy, talking about, "Listen, I'm not anti-vaccine. Hey, listen, me and my whole family, we all have been vaccinated." I'm like, okay. What is happening here with Kennedy? Why is he now being promoted by Donald Trump? Now, I want you to understand this, and I want you to listen carefully. Donald said he was thrilled to announce Robert Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. "For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception." Wait a second. Who opened the curtain for them, Donald? He goes on and says, "Misinformation and disinformation when it comes to public health." Hey, Donald, you do realize that 3% of the population is being completely illegally censored by big tech companies and the mainstream media, where they're giving way to 97% of the corporations and those that go along with the narrative that Big Pharma sells to the people. Of course, you already know that. Because you're not under attack, Donald. The mainstream media is giving you all the attention that you need to get back into the people's house. And this is coming from the guy that calls himself the father of the vaccination. He said, "The safety and health of all Americans is the most important role of any administration. And HHS will play a big role in helping ensure that everybody will be protected from harmful chemicals, pollutants, pesticides, pharmaceutical products, and food additives that have contributed to the overwhelming crisis in this country."
Don't
we'll
have
be
a
right
place
back.
To go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio.
Swing!
BBSRadio.com. Okay, this is what I want to get to, and I'm going to pull up this caller in just a second here. But just this, about a week and a half ago, this came out. We've had Walter on the show before. He's a representative in the state of Minnesota. And this useful idiot named or titled the article on InForum, Minnesota Rep. Hudson denies support for government overthrow. Notice what she's doing here, friends. She's trying to poison the minds of their readers by suggesting that if you dare stand up against corruption in government, you're talking about overthrow. You're talking about insurrection. This is what's happening in the country. This is how the people are being dummied down. I want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to take the phone call. Dr. Udo Ulfkott said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. Oh, former editor in Germany calling out the CIA for their dictatorial totalitarian push to force people to do and say what they're told to do. He said, Dr. Udo Ulfkott said, useful idiots, the journalists, they call them, they're taught to lie to the people. They're taught to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. This is criminal because you don't have a right to lie. It's a violation of law. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of the said journalists. That's what he said. And this is what I want to cover really quick, but I'm going to go ahead and take this phone call. Well, you know what? You guys are responding accordingly, and I totally appreciate it. Margie from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, Bradley. So I'm sure you know, and for people that don't, just real quickly, the word MAGA in other languages, like in Italian, it means sorceress or witch. In Spanish, it means magician or illusionist. Okay, that said... Huh. I'm hearing a lot about this black or dark MAGA group now, and I'm concerned, and it's a question for you, Bradley. Do you know anything about it? Where is this going?
Well, it's going to go the same place it's always going to go. It's going to keep going forward until the people stand up and understand the gospel narrative is not to tolerate the crimes that we see on the horizon by the people that were led to believe that are there to embetter America by making it great again. I mean, by the way...
How is it different? How is it different? Black MAGA.
Well, the difference... Well, I don't know exactly what you're saying, but I was going to tell you, you do realize that Make America Great Again is the exact slogan that Adolf Hitler used. It's the exact slogan. He said, make Germany great again. It's the exact slogan that I know a lot of people think that the president, Ronald Reagan, was some godsend. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you pull the curtain back behind him, he was as corrupt as what we see today during his time. Americans just didn't tolerate as much corruption back then as they do now. But that was his slogan, too. I went to Simi Valley, California, walked inside there. Because I love to be educated. I love to learn. And as I walked in there, that's the first thing I noticed. I just thought, yep, nothing new in the bag of tricks when it comes to the enemies and how they play the game. What's sad about it is all the people, hundreds of thousands every year, that see what Ronald Reagan did and the slogan that he used. But when they see it come around again, they almost act like, oh, no big deal. That's cool. He just kind of took it from Ronald Reagan and this is what he's going to go ahead and do. No, it just puts people back to sleep, and then they push, as you say, a dark agenda through MAGA. And I've seen some of what you're talking about, Margie. I haven't really dug into it a lot because to me, for me to understand every little jot and tittle of what the enemy's doing, that's not my position, though I discern it, though I see it. My position is I am the one that God has empowered in this country as the government. I am the one that is called to be his law in obedience to him, Proverbs 7:2. I am the one that is supposed to enforce the law against the very crimes that the mainstream media and a good portion of the American people are highlighting. We're not called to magnify the crimes. We're supposed to magnify the law against their crimes and establishing judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 26:9, so we might all know in our posterity at this particular point in my life that our posterity might know righteousness and peace within the gate, which is found in Isaiah 51 verse 4. So I'm not so much living my life where I'm worried about what they're doing. I'm living my life where they're worried about the way that I live my life.
Totally agree, Bradley, and thank you for clarifying that. But it just is interesting that now that he's been elected, we're a dark MAGA.
Yeah, I don't, you know, they can go ahead and call us whatever they want to call us, and they can act like everybody's going right along with it. But the truth of the matter is they know that people aren't, because if they were in the position that they wanted to be in, we wouldn't be here right now, Margie. And I wish people would pay attention to that. God's mercy still reigns in this country, though we aren't under his judgments. And the fact of the matter is he gave us that mercy to respond to the things that he commanded us to do. And if we'll do that, who's to say that he won't turn around and leave a blessing for us as a people like he talked about in the book of Amos?
Yes. And Bradley, can I just real quick say one more thing?
Sure.
I love your churches. I praise God. I have been to so many churches trying to find what I needed from God and what I knew the truth was and couldn't find it. And I started out with the Catholic Church. You had 4,000 people watching. If every one of you people, listen to me, would contribute a dollar $2 every Sunday, this would continue your mission, Bradley. And it just it frustrates me like I know it does you. And just God bless you and thank you for driving on.
Well, that was awesome. As a matter of fact, that is my prayer, and I totally appreciate that, Margie. I really do, because people do need to understand that if they don't keep us out there, we're not going to be out there. How is it that the prosperity churches are raising millions, deceiving the people, but when one holds to the word of God to tell people what they need to hear rather than what they want to hear, why is it that we should ask for support anyways? And the fact of the matter is everything's available to do that. And I would love for nothing more than to see the people in this country rise up and band together and stand against what's going on concerning falling under the umbrella of Christianity the way that our forefathers did. So I totally agree 100,000%. And thank you very much for that, Margie. It kind of surprised me a little bit, but it didn't. So thank you for that very much. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Bob from Texas, I was talking about you at church yesterday. How are things going with you out there?
I just pray that God's words will be on my lips. We had a great a statewide Texas Leader Coalition meeting all day on Saturday from 8 to 5. And we had six of the new cream of the crop freshman legislators. And here locally, we have judges that are violating the Constitution on multiple levels. We have justices of the peace that are stealing from the people with falsified timesheets. And when I talk to these new legislators, they think the solution is writing more statute law.
Yep.
When the statute law that their predecessors have written has no enforcement, consequences. So I'm saying we are misguided electing these guys and spending all our time in Austin or the capital city trying to get them to write legislation, when we, the people, are supposed to do what's written out in the preamble to the Constitution, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense. And we're just not we're not getting the job done. And what you're saying is just right near that target of what we got to do. It's got to be our ignorance is so astounding. We don't know how to defend ourselves locally when our Constitution is being violated and our friends are going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you're talking about January 6th. Right. Bob, let me ask you something about that, though. It's interesting that somehow or another, people think that by being ignorant and not knowing the difference is going to somehow justify them in the face of God on Judgment Day. That is the most ignorant thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. The Lord is the one that said people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But again, that's what we see across the boards. You have a bunch of people. I just seen a video today where the new elect president, corporate America, put that up against 1871. What's interesting is that he said on and during that video to the Christians, you need to get out there and vote. This is what he said. My friend Margie just sent it, as a matter of fact, right before the show. And he said, all the Christians need to get out there and vote. He said, you don't have to do it again for 4 years. It'll all be taken care of. See, and that goes back to what I constantly say here, Bob. With the individuals, we're supposed to individually govern ourselves before God. And our said representatives are supposed to uphold those laws, as we all the well know. But if we don't know the difference, we're going to go ahead and let them do whatever they want to do. And the fact of the matter is a good portion of the American people fall right into that narrative, expecting Donald Trump to do for them what it is that they are unwilling concerning that they're to do for themselves. You know, people need to understand God gave them commandments to know the difference and to be the law. And if they fail to do that, they're going to be a part of the curse. And that's exactly why they're reaping that curse, Jeremiah 17:5.
And that's exactly the thing. You know, we don't know, we the people, that's everybody, our position in relation to the Constitution to stand up and protect ourselves, you know, with these judges that are breaking the law. Please, Lord, help me. But everybody thinks it's writing more legislation and that's going to fix it. And it's not.
No.
And the Constitution that's already written, we're writing more laws that Blackstone said would forfeit both if you write laws to supplement what God's already written. So we claim to be the Bible Belt. We claim to be electing these great legislators. And the fact is, they just think it's writing more laws.
Yeah.
We got to start enforcing the laws, and I hope you will help me somehow.
I'm doing my part, Bob. I tell you that almost every time I talk to you. My wife would probably club somebody for suggesting such a course, but I'm being spent on all ends. Love you, Bob, with our heart. First John 3:18.
Don't
be
have
right
a place
back.
To go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey guys, really quick, I want to piggyback what Bob had just said from Texas. James Madison said something very similar to that of William Blackstone. He said, "The internal effects of a mutable policy are still more calamitous. It poisons the blessings of liberty itself." He said it will be of little avail to the people that the laws are made by men of their own choice. I want you to understand that judges are to sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. If they sit during bad behavior, you are to impeach them and prosecute them. The job of a judge is to discover the written law, God's moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue, canonical law, folks, and they are supposed to observe it, discover it, and apply it. And then what the outcome should be is they condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. If they act outside of that, they are becoming what? They're living out and exhibiting right in front of you that they are activists. They're legislating from the bench. They do not have the authority to do that. Americans, this is why, just as Bob was talking about, people have become willfully ignorant, trusting the corrupt to go ahead and do what they do. And guess what? They're doing it. And it's not what you want them to do. They're gutting the laws. Listen to what Madison said in ending his statement. It will be of little avail to the people that the laws are made by men of their own choice if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, hello, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. They don't want you to understand them. If they be repealed or revised before they are promulgated, broadcasted, or they dispersed about or disseminated, or undergo much or such insistent changes that no man who knows what the law is today can guess what it will be tomorrow. Folks, what they're doing in essence incrementally through policy is they are undermining the Constitution. They're tearing down the laws, the plain meaning and understanding and purpose of the laws, and they're implementing man's laws in their place. Because we have done that, we have made, they're dividing the people against the God of heaven. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You are creating a war that you will not win, and it's a war that you do not want. But apparently, if your apathy and tolerance is just going to go ahead and give them a pass, I guess you're just too ignorant to know the difference, and somehow or another, you're going to get a pass, and it's not going to apply to you. You are sadly, sadly misled. Read Ephesians 4:14. To suggest that anybody in this government today that I've seen, that is well known through the mainstream media, any one of them, I don't care if it's Rubio, I don't care if it's Ted Cruz, I don't care if it's Trey Gowdy, they can sit there and talk about the Constitution all day long, but what they're not doing is enforcing the laws that uphold it to keep us free. No, they're put in place to go ahead and play the pawns as controlled opposition, as the great American appeasers, trying to get you to believe that they know better than you do, when in fact the opposite is true. Give me any one of them. Honestly, I'm not saying that arrogantly, but I will hold to the simple meaning of the Constitution, and I will take any one of them to task. Why? Because a good majority of them, easily, this is not bolstering the comment. This is not exaggerating the comment. They don't know what the Constitution says, because they're not there working for the people. They're working for special interest groups, tearing down the Constitution, attempting to recreate it in their own global image. Don't ask me. Just ask them. Don't ask me. Just ask them. I'm going to take this phone call. We have Patrice calling from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Patrice?
Hi, Bradley. I just want to say thank you so much for church. Like your previous caller, I'm a Catholic, but I've pretty much fallen away because the church, with a lot of issues that I've had trouble with, your church has meant so much to me. And yesterday, it just was just a wonderful experience. And I wanted to let you know that I agree with what that lady said. And I signed up to be a Daughter of Liberty today.
Awesome. Thank you, ma'am.
And I appreciate you so much. And I hope that everybody, as she said, even if they just give a little bit, because you really are one of the only people that really speaks truth to power, and you don't back down. And it means so much to people out here just to hear you speak the truth. You have no idea how much that's meant to me and my family. I really appreciate you, Bradley. Thank
you
so much.
Amen. I can feel that, and I totally appreciate that. And again, this is how the grace of Christ is glorified. It's in Him. It's all in Him. And that's why we do what we do, is because of people like you. You asked and we responded. And I'm saying, you asked the Lord and He responded. And with that, we just want to tell you, thank you for keeping us out there. Thank you for the opportunity to serve Christ in our generation, in this decade. Because we live in some exciting times, no question about it. I want to go ahead and cover this as quickly as possible. For the time that we have allotted, one of our friends, DLLPPK, just highlighted the quote that I gave during the beginning of the show. And it was, I said, I must have botched it, so thank you for the clarity, but it was saying the same thing, but it was more specific as to what our friend sent over. When they feel, the communists feel our mush, right? They're supposed to proceed. But if they feel our steel, they're supposed to retreat. Let me give you as to what our friend had sent over to us concerning the direct quote from Vladimir Lenin, who's now in hell where he belongs. He said, poke it with the bayonet. That's the people. If it's the heart, if it's soft, he said, push harder. If the people are pushovers, is what he's saying. It comes up against steel. He said, if it comes up against steel, our efforts, he said, pull it out. Back up. Americans. This is, and I'm not going to go down this road today. But the fact of the matter is this isn't, here, let me say it the way, hang on a second. I just want to give you an exact quote by this individual. I don't even know if we're going to get to the topic today. I love when we have callers. I'm going to make it your show. That's the truth of the matter. Elmer Davis said what? He said the Republic, our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, it wasn't established by cowards. And he said, and cowards will not preserve it. Everybody loves their freedoms. I could cry like a fat baby with a wet diaper on. Does anybody understand the price paid to give us the freedoms that we have today? Because if they did, they would not allow the blood of the sacrifice in the natural, and first and foremost, in no comparison whatsoever, the Lamb of God who is without spot or blemish, who bled Calvary to wash us from our sins, redeeming us from the power of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Do you understand the price paid for your freedoms? Because the good news is this. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? Because out of gratitude, if you do understand the price paid, you are not going to tolerate what you see today in any sense of the word. You know what, folks? We got 2 minutes left. And again, I totally love when we have callers. It's about you. But I wanted to highlight Minnesota Rep. Hudson denies support for government overthrow. There's this useful idiot, and her name is, I want to show you a picture of her, Mary Murphy. She tries to get a headline, poisoning the minds of the American people, as if to suggest Representative Walter Hudson is calling for some sort of an insurrection or an overthrow of government. That is not, truth be told, at all what Minnesota Representative Walter Hudson was saying. We're going to hit this tomorrow. I'm going to come out of the gate talking about this. We're going to cover this. And in the meantime, friends, I got you in 23 hours for another hour. Do want to let you know with a big smile on my face, we are back out on satellite, friends. After 4 months of losing quite a few of our radio affiliates, we are now busy trying to recoup what it is that we lost after GCN fell down. We love you by what we do. I don't know what else to say outside of the fact that, friends, as a couple people have gotten on the phone on their own and they have solicited the people to support the cause here. Our cause is your cause. We're 7 days a week on for the very purpose of recouping the freedoms that have been stripped away from us through the people's forfeiture. I'm talking about the older people that have let the ball drop on the younger generation. We are now in a generation where we have to stand up and we have to fight for what it is that God has bestowed upon us. And I say that with a heart filled with joy, because I say in return to all of what we have, the enemies are on the right, on the left, in front of us, behind us. What an opportunity we have under God to prove the God of our forefathers and the patriarchs of the faith, friends. Again, 1 John 3:18, little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. By this, our hearts are assured before Him. Love you again by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. Thank you for the phone calls, guys. Appreciate you guys.